This is the Sakar Merli of the 10th of December 2025. Essence. Sweet children, charity begins at home. This means you first of all have to make effort to become soul conscious and then tell others. When you give this knowledge to others, whilst considering yourself to be a soul, the sword of knowledge will be filled with power. Question. By making effort in which two aspects at the confluence age, will you become the masters of the golden aged throne? Answer. 1. Make the effort to maintain a stage of equanimity in happiness and sorrow, and in praise and defamation. If someone says wrong things or becomes angry, just remain silent. Do not clap with your mouth. That is, do not respond through words. 2. Make your eyes civil. Criminal eyes should be completely finished. We souls are brothers. Give this knowledge to others while considering them to be souls. Make effort to become soul conscious, and you will become the masters of the golden aged throne. Only those who become completely pure will be seated on the throne. Om Shanti. The Spiritual Father speaks to you, spiritual children. Each of you souls has received a third eye, which can also be called the eye of knowledge. You see your brothers with this eye. You understand with your intellects that, when you see others as brothers, your sense organs won't make mischief. When you continue to do this, the eyes that have become criminal will become civil. The Father says, you do have to make some effort in order to become the masters of the world. Therefore, make this effort now. In order for you to make effort, Baba gives you new and deep points every day. Therefore, now instill the habit of giving this knowledge to others while considering them to be brothers. Then the saying, we are all brothers, will become practical. You are now true brothers because you know your Father. The Father is doing service together with you children. When you children maintain courage, the Father helps. So the Father comes and gives you the courage to do service. Therefore, this is easy, is it not? You have to practice this every day. Do not be lazy. You children receive these new points. You children know that Baba is teaching you brothers. Souls are studying this spiritual knowledge. It is called spiritual knowledge. Only at this time do you receive this spiritual knowledge from the Spiritual Father, because he only comes at the confluence age, when the world has to change. Only when the world has to change do you receive this spiritual knowledge. The Father comes and gives you spiritual knowledge. Consider yourselves to be souls. You souls came bodiless, and you then adopted bodies here. You have taken 84 births from the beginning. Just as you come down number-wise, in the same way, you make effort number-wise in this knowledge and yoga. Then it is seen that whatever effort each of you made in the previous cycle, that is being made in the same way now. Each of you has to make effort for yourself. You are not going to make effort for anyone else. You have to make effort for yourself by considering yourself to be a soul. What does it matter to you what others are doing? Charity begins at home means that you yourself have to make effort first and then ask others, your brothers, to do the same. When you first consider yourself to be a soul and give this knowledge to souls, your sword of knowledge will then be filled with power. This does require some effort. Therefore, you definitely have to tolerate something or other. It is at this time that happiness and sorrow, respect and disrespect, praise and defamation all have to be tolerated a little. Whenever anyone says wrong things, just remain silent. When one person becomes silent, the other one can't become angry. When one person says something and the other person responds in the same way, that is like clapping with the mouth. If one person says something, but the other one remains silent, everything then quietens down. This is what the Father teaches. Whenever you see someone becoming angry, just remain quiet, and that person's anger will automatically cool down. There won't be any clapping, any response then. When there is some response, there will be conflict. And this is why the Father says, "Children, never respond in the same way over such matters, in either of the vices of lust or anger. You children have to benefit everyone." Why have so many centres been created? Such centres would also have been established in the previous cycle. The Father, the deity of all deities, continues to see that many children are interested in opening a centre. They say, "I will open a centre and pay all the expenses." Day by day, it will continue to happen like that. Because as the time of destruction comes closer, interest in doing service of this kind will increase. Bap and Dada are now together. Therefore, they are looking at each of you to see what effort you are making and what status you will receive. The efforts of some are the highest level. Those of others are mediocre, and those of some are the lowest. This can be seen. In a school too, a teacher sees in which subjects the students fluctuate. It is the same here. Some children pay attention very well, and so they consider themselves to be the highest. Sometimes they make a mistake and don't stay in remembrance. Therefore, they consider themselves to be very low. This is a school. Children say, "Baba, sometimes I am very happy, but at other times my happiness decreases." Therefore, Baba continues to explain, "If you want to be happy, become man above. Consider yourself to be a soul and remember the Father." Just as you look at the Supreme Soul in front of you and you see that he is sitting on the immortal throne, in the same way, look at your brothers, while considering yourself to be a soul, and then talk to them. I am giving this knowledge to my brother, not to a sister, but to a brother. You give this knowledge to souls. When you instill this habit, your criminal eye, which has been deceiving you, will gradually stop. What would a soul do to a soul? It is when there is body consciousness that you fall. Many say, Baba, my eyes are criminal. Acha, in that case, now make your criminal eyes civil. The Father has given each of you souls a third eye. When you look at everything with your third eye, your habit of looking at bodies will finish. Baba continues to give directions to you children. He also says the same thing to this one, Brahma. This Baba also has to look at the soul in the body. Therefore, this is called spiritual knowledge. Look how elevated the status you receive is. It is a very powerful status. Therefore, you also have to make effort accordingly. Baba also understands that everyone's efforts will be the same as they were in the previous cycle. Some will become kings and queens, and some will become part of the subjects. So when you especially conduct meditation for everyone, and consider yourself to be a soul, while looking at other souls in the centre of their foreheads, the service they do will be very good. Those who sit here in soul consciousness only look at souls. Practice this a great deal. If you want to claim a high status, you have to make some effort. This is the only effort you souls have to make. You only receive this spiritual knowledge once. You cannot receive it at any other time. It cannot be received in the Iron Age or in the Golden Age. It can only be received at the Confluence Age, and in that too, only Brahmins receive it. Remember this very firmly. Only when you first become Brahmins can you then become deities. How could you become deities if you didn't become Brahmins? It is only at this confluence age that you make this effort. At no other time will it be said, consider yourself to be a soul, and also consider others to be souls when giving them this knowledge. Churn everything that the Father explains to you. Judge for yourself whether it is right or not, whether it is beneficial for you. You will then instill in yourself the habit of giving your brothers the teachings that the Father has given you. These have to be given to females as well as males. After all, they have to be given to souls. It is souls who have become male or female, brothers or sisters. The Father says, I give you children this knowledge. I look at you children and see souls, and you souls also understand that the Supreme Soul, who is your Father, is giving you this knowledge. This is called having spiritual consciousness. This is called the give and take of spiritual knowledge of the Supreme Soul with souls. The Father teaches you that whenever a visitor, etc., comes, you have to consider yourself to be a soul and give the introduction of the Father to that soul. The soul, not the body, has this knowledge. Therefore, give this knowledge to him or her while considering him or her to be a soul. When you do this, they will also enjoy it. There will be power in your words. Because you become soul conscious, your sword of knowledge will be filled with power. Therefore, practice this and see for yourself. Baba says, judge for yourself whether this too is right. This is not anything new for you children, because the Father explains everything very easily. You have been around the cycle, and the play is now coming to an end. You now have to stay in remembrance of Baba. You are becoming Satipratthana from Tanupratthana, in order to become the masters of the Satipratthana world. You will then come down the ladder again in the same way. Look how he explains in such a simple way. I have to come every 5,000 years. I am bound by the Dharma plan. I come and teach you children this very easy pilgrimage of remembrance. By having remembrance of the Father, your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. This refers to this time. This is the final period of time. It is at this time that the Father sits here and shows you the way. He says, constantly remember me alone and you will receive salvation. Children understand what they are to become by studying. Here too, you understand that you will go and become deities in the new world. This is not anything new. The Father repeatedly says, nothing new. You have to go up and come down the ladder. There is the story of the genie. He was given the work of going up and down a ladder. This play is about going up and coming down. By staying on the pilgrimage of remembrance, you will become very strong. Therefore, the Father sits here and teaches you children different ways and says, children, now become soul conscious. Everyone now has to return home. You souls became Tamopratan while taking your full 84 births. It is the people of Bharat who go through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. None of those of other nationalities can be said to have taken the full 84 births. The Father has come and told you that everyone has his own part in the play. Souls are so tiny. Scientists cannot understand how an imperishable part is recorded in such a tiny soul. This is the most wonderful aspect. A soul is so tiny, but just see how big a part he plays, and that too is imperishable. This drama too is imperishable and also predestined. It isn't that anyone would ask when it was created. No, this is nature. This knowledge is very wonderful. No one else can ever give this knowledge. No one else has the power to give this knowledge. Therefore, the Father explains to you children every day. Now practice. I am giving this knowledge to my brother soul in order to make him similar to myself. He too has to claim his inheritance from the Father, because all souls have a right. Baba comes to give all souls their inheritance of peace and happiness. When we are in our kingdom, all other souls are in the land of peace, and then there will be the cries of victory. When we are there, there will only be happiness. This is why the Father says, "Become pure." The greater your purity, the greater the attraction. When you become completely pure, you will be seated on the throne. So practice this. Don't think that you have heard it and let it out of the other ear. No, you cannot continue without practicing considering yourself to be a soul while sitting and explaining to the other person, your brother soul. The spiritual father explains to you spiritual children. This is called spiritual knowledge. The spiritual father is the one who gives this. When you children become completely spiritual and pure, you will become the masters of the golden age throne. Those who don't become pure will not become part of the rosary. There must be some significance in the rosary. No one else knows the significance of the rosary. Why do people turn the beads of a rosary? Because you helped the Father a great deal. So why wouldn't you be remembered? You are remembered. And you are also worshipped. Even your bodies are worshipped. However, with regard to myself, it is just the soul who is worshipped. Look, you are worshipped in two ways, even more than I am. Since you become deities, you are worshipped as deities later on. This is why you are ahead of me in being worshipped. You are ahead in having your memorial, and you are also ahead in receiving your kingdom. Look how elevated I make you. There is a lot of love for lovely children. Those children are seated on the shoulders or on the head. Baba places you children on top of the head. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana 1. In order to become praiseworthy and worthy of being remembered, become spiritual. Make yourself the soul pure. Make effort to become soul conscious. 2. Stay in infinite happiness by practicing man above. Consider yourself to be a soul and talk to souls. Make your eyes civil. Blessing. May you become a complete yogi and, with the stage of a master creator, experience calamities to be entertainment. When you remain stable in the stage of a master creator, the biggest calamity will be experienced as a scene of entertainment. Just as you show the calamity of destruction to be the means of the gates to heaven opening, in the same way, let any small or big problem or calamity be seen as a form of entertainment. Instead of the cries of distress, "Hi, hi," enable the words of wonder, "Oho," to emerge. Enable sorrow to be experienced in the form of happiness. while having the knowledge of happiness and sorrow, do not be influenced by either of them. Consider sorrow to be the coming of your days of great happiness, and you will then be called a complete yogi. Slogan: to leave the heart throne and have ordinary thoughts means to place your feet on the ground. Aviat signal: now have the deep concern to become complete and karmatite. While doing anything, have lightness in your body and lightness in your state of mind. Don't let your mind be pulled by the result of any action. However much the task continues to increase, increase the lightness accordingly. Don't let any action pull you, but be a master, knowing that the one who is inspiring you is making it happen, and the one who is carrying out the action is doing that as an instrument. Increase this practice, and you will easily become complete and karmatite. Om Shanti.